morning and welcome to Radio National Breakfast. Fran Kelly with you on this Thursday, the 24th of June. Leadership coup. Julia Gillard challenges Kevin Rudd. Support for the Prime Minister collapsing after an intense night of leadership talks.
Earlier this evening, Julia Gillard came to see me and has requested a ballot for the leadership of the Labor Party. As a result of that request, I will be writing to the Secretary of the Caucus to convene a special meeting of the caucus at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's important, I believe, in the interest of the party and the government, for these matters to be resolved as a matter of urgency.
And then the number counting started in earnest and went late into the night. The Gillard camp this morning is confident that history will be made today and the Labor caucus will elect Australia's first female Prime Minister. Good morning, broadcasting from Parliament House this morning, where all the lights are on, the corridors are busy, and the Federal Labor Party this morning will choose whether Kevin Rudd or Julia Gillard will be the Prime Minister of Australia. Last night, you'd have to say the look on Julia Gillard's face said it all when she emerged from those 3 hours of talks in the Prime Minister's office. It's a contest this morning between a man nobody wants in the job, it would seem, and a woman who doesn't seem to want the job, really, but has now been drafted. Julia Gillard spent hours in the Prime Minister's office. She looked traumatised, she looked exhausted, perhaps even a little angry when she left. She didn't look as if she was relishing this task. She will be accused by some of tearing down one of Labor's most popular leaders in Kevin Rudd, but clearly the PM's popularity has crashed in the last 3 months. At 10:15 last night, Kevin Rudd held a short press conference. Let's hear that now.
Hi, folks. Earlier this evening, Julia Gillard came to see me and has requested a ballot for the leadership of the Labor Party. As a result of that request, I will be writing to the Secretary of the Caucus to convene a special meeting of the caucus at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's important, I believe, in the interest of the party and the government for these matters to be resolved as a matter of urgency. I was elected by the people of Australia as Prime Minister of Australia. I was elected to do a job. I intend to continue doing that job. Part of that job has been to steer this country through the worst economic crisis the world has seen in 75 years. I believe the government has acquitted itself well to that task. Part of the reason the government was elected was to deliver fundamental reforms in the health and hospital system. I believe the government has acquitted itself well to that task as well. Part of what the government was elected to do was also to deliver a fairer outcome for pensioners in Australia. And I believe we've done that well by increasing the pension to the extent that we have. These are important reforms. Infrastructure, education, health, hospitals, closing the gap with Indigenous Australians. Also, the apology to the First Australians. As Prime Minister of the country, I'm proud of each and every one of these achievements. There is much more to be done, and we intend to get on with the job of doing it. It's become apparent that a number of factional leaders no longer support my leadership. That is why it is imperative that this matter be resolved. I, therefore, will be contesting the leadership of the party and, therefore, the government tomorrow at that ballot. If I am returned as the leader of the party and the government, then I will be very clear about one thing. This party and government will not be lurching to the right on the question of asylum seekers, as some have counselled us to do. Also, on the question of climate change, we'll be moving to a timetable on emissions trading, which is of the government's decision, contrary to the views of some, in terms of when that best occurs. Right now, obviously, we're in the midst of a debate on the future of the taxation system. A lot of paint's been taken off the government on the way through. We don't resolve from that challenge. However, this obviously has created some challenges and tensions within our party. And I mentioned before, having lost the support of certain factional leaders. Therefore, it's time to get on with the business of resolving this as quickly as possible. There's a national interest at stake. I conclude with where I began. I was elected by the people of Australia to do a job. I was not elected by the factional leaders of Australia, of the Australian Labor Party, to do a job, though they may be seeking to do a job on me. That's a separate matter. The challenge, therefore, is to honour the mandate given to me by the Australian people. We've made mistakes on the way through. I've been very upfront about that. But in navigating this economy through the worst crisis the world has seen, and keeping hundreds of thousands of Australians in jobs who would otherwise be on the unemployment queues. Of that, I am fundamentally proud, and we intend to continue that reform. Before you ask your questions, I'll take two or three questions, and then, as you may appreciate, I have some other work to do.
Are you upset, Prime Minister? Are you upset?
Prime Minister Kevin Rudd speaking late last night in Parliament House after 3 hours of meetings with Julia Gillard and others, other factional players and senior front benchers in his office through the night, declaring that at 9 o'clock this morning there will be a caucus ballot for the leadership.